Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. I would love to thank our sponsors, Oliver's Markets. Of course, everybody knows they have a new location. It's their fourth location. It's in Windsor, closer to Zigtown. We super heart Oliver's. And Bottle Barn. For all your wine, your booze, and your non-booze needs, you got to go to Bottle Barn. If they don't have it, you don't need it. And I can tell you this, they have plenty of Benziger wine at Bottle Barn. And they actually have some imagery wine because they got all of the award winners from the Harvest Fair, a wine competition. Well, I guess that was a month or two ago now. God, it's hard to believe. Like, November is tomorrow. And it's a scary day. I've got my pumpkins and ghosts on this morning. Fasten your seatbelts. Start your engines. Chris Benziger's in the studio.
Ziggy, how are you?
I'm doing great.
I'd love me some Bottle Barn and some Oliver's.
I know. Those stores. It's a great combo, isn't it?
They're the best. They're so simple. Sonoma County.
So Halloween, you're looking a little bit spooky today. What's
it's
your deal?
My favorite holiday because I get to be somebody else. No, it's the best time for adults because you get to dress up and go crazy, and it's not just for kids.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, I love it.
You just get away with it now.
Now I can get away with it, exactly.
It's Teal's favorite holiday ever since she was tiny. Like, she just loves Halloween.
There's something about Halloween. Everyone's a little crazy, and I'm all about going crazy.
There you go. Well, speaking of crazy, what an incredible harvest we had this year.
Well, you're not kidding. And and part of Halloween is it. This is my favorite time of year, is the fall. But first of all, as we have another one in the history books, 2018 harvest is done.
Epic.
And epic. It was both bountiful and beautiful, right? Such a nice change from 17, which was, you know, a wreck on so many levels. But 18 was great. I mean, it was a lot like 2012. We had a lot of harvest, a lot of grapes, and those grapes were fantastic. We had a little bit of rain, but that kind of pitter-pattered out. You had a little bit of mold, but not too bad. But everything kind of came in. We had kind of cool weather, so everything ripened.
Well, it was evenly
stewed
cool,
in their own juices.
Don't
it
you
was
this
totally
year?
Even, right? And we could. It's like if you go, hey, let's go pick some Pinot Noir today, and you go out and pick some Pinot Noir. Hey, let's go pick some Zin. You go pick some Zin. So there's not that much of a stress out logistically on the crush pad,
right?
Because, you know, that's half the battle. Is are the grapes ready? Do you have the tank space? Do you have the crew? Is the crew rested? All that
right.
stuff.
Well, and a couple years ago, if you remember, everything was coming in at the same time. Oh, let's pick Sauvignon Blanc. Wait, there's the Cabernet. You know, everything is the same time.
It's always the definition of chaos is when you have red fruit and white fruit on the crush pad at the same time. Yeah.
And everybody I've talked to in the last couple of weeks has just been blown away by the 18 vintage, you know. And some people emotional, like Guy Davis. I was talking to him the other night, and he's like, "It was the most beautiful vintage," and he got really emotional about it. He goes, "It was so symbiotic, the way everything happened, and the energy with it, and the abundance, and what a great year."
The moon the other night was, we were out there harvesting, and it was emotional. I think, you know, Sonoma County's been through the ringer the last year, and
it's so
and,
true,
you know. We're at the anniversary of the fire, and I think we're all kind
exactly.
of still, I know I am personally, kind of still dealing with it a little bit, and it's kind of neat to kind of have a year behind you, and you're like, and now you can kind of look more forward than in the rearview mirror, and, you know, having the end of a harvest is kind of a closing, and that's the beautiful thing about the fall is the forces of gravity take over, right? So
right.
So instead of being pulled up, now we're kind of being pulled back to the earth, and it's a time of reflection, so we can kind of think about what happened during the year, what you liked, what you didn't like. This is time to kind of contemplate, you know, what you want to change and what you don't want to change. And that's what I love about this year. And as we put the vineyards to sleep, because that's probably the biggest thing that's changed over the last 10 years in farming, is how we used to just harvest the grapes and, you know, wait till we go in the vineyards in the winter to prune. Now it's you put your cover crop down, you know, you make sure you put your nitrogen fixers like legumes, you know, bell beans, fava beans. They're literally pulling nitrogen from the air.
Right.
And then we put our compost down, and then we make our biodynamic tea, which is like a plant probiotic. We put that over, and then kind of, you know, give it a little snack before it goes to bed, and then hopefully it grows some nice good roots during root flush, and then dormancy.
Well, this is conscious farming as opposed to conventional farming. That's
what I
like to say.
Oh, yeah, they'll spray and pray.
Yeah, well, those days are over for you.
Yeah, pushing nature out.
And you know, you're inviting nature in 365 now.
Yeah.
And when you think about the autumn, the you know, the fall season, after all the grapes have been, those vines still need some attention. The earth needs attention.
And it's beautiful. There's a kind of this beautiful kind of solace when you go out in the vineyard right now. You know, the leaves are starting to change. They're yellowing out. You know, there's a little green grass growing up there. The turkeys are coming out of the hills. It's just It's what makes Sonoma County the coolest spot on the earth.
And if folks want to see your vineyards, you guys offer the most amazing tours. I've been a tour giver a few times, actually.
Yeah, pretty soon we'll have lambs pretty soon.
What? Where is my lamb?
Shepherd Chris.
Thank you for that visual.
Yeah.
Oh, happy Halloween. So, you know, what is the most exciting wine for you right now? You guys are like on fire when it comes to, no pun intended, when it comes to these awards. I mean, every single competition this year, you guys have been gold, double gold, best of class, winning. I mean, this is a very exciting time for you.
It's neat. My brother Joe and now my niece Jamie.
That's right.
Are making the wines and Lisa Amaroli. It's just so much fun. These guys have been with us, well, obviously family members and like family. And we've just been working together for so long, decades, that we can finish each other's sentences, so to speak.
And that's energy
really,
is there.
And it's really helpful. You know, we got Jeff Lee Landolt in the vineyard, trained under my brother Mike. And he's an unbelievable, I mean, you know, he's that, I hate the term, but I shouldn't say that, grape whisperer. But he's more like a grape yeller. But he knows exactly what's going on. So this great fruit is coming to the winery, and it's just, it's working out really well. And,
well, do you have a favorite wine right now? Whatever's in your glass?
For Halloween, I love Joaquin's Inferno.
Ah.
Joaquin is our vineyard manager, and we have this Zinfandel.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a Zinfandel Petit Syrah, a Grenache blend. And he actually hates the vineyard because it's the steepest part. We got to walk up there. It's a real pain in the neck. And if it was up to him, he'd probably burn the whole place down. So hence Joaquin's Inferno.
I love it.
But
it makes it.
It's a killer red blend.
Well, we have a terrific lineup of your wines happening this Friday. I want to talk a little bit about First Friday Flights, which is an amazing event that takes place the first Friday of every month at Zazu Kitchen in the Barlow.
Cannot wait.
And you and I are double teaming it this Friday because I'm going to join you and we're going to have a beautiful flight of Benziger wines this Friday at Zazu. The event time is 6 to 8 p.m. And we have a terrific Chardonnay. And you know what? Chardonnay all day for me, but the Westrow Chardonnay.
Yes. And the I think the Bella Luna as well.
Yes, that's a beautiful Pinot Noir.
I think it may be
lineup.
The best Pinot Noir we've made, the 16 Bella Luna. It's unbelievable. Right up there in the hills above Occidental.
And then the other beautiful wine that you've chosen?
Three Blocks.
I love that
one. Which is right there in Jack London's Valley of the Moon. Right there in that natural little hot pocket that makes Sonoma County so great. And the soil is like geological lasagna. You love to say that. Geological lasagna.
Now I got to think about lasagna all day. Thank you.
It's awesome.
So please join us this Friday. The 1-2 punch. I like to say I put the zig in Benziger.
You do. We got the ziggy Z and it's all going.
So Chris and I will be there at Zazu Kitchen this Friday. They're located in the Barlow in Sebastopol. It's a casual kind of thing. Stop in, say hello, stay for a flight, even just one glass of wine.
Bring your big boy eating pants, ones with the stretchy,
Everybody's pulled those out now. It's like October 1st, the stretchies, the quitters
Desi's
come out, I call
food
them.
Food is unbelievable.
It is.
It's
and if you want to sit at the bar and have a glass or a flight, great. If you want to grab a table, bring your family, bring your friends. We may even put together an impromptu winemaker dinner with you at the end of it, maybe 8 o'clock, have Dusky do a little pairing dinner.
Sounds awesome.
That would be super fun if you want to do that.
Bring your appetite. Bring a story.
Yeah, that's this Friday at Zazu. I want to remind everybody to please get out and vote next week.
Yes.
Please vote.
We need it.
It's so important. And also to remind you, if you work for a winery or you winemaker, a vintner, and you want to submit your wines for my 23rd annual Thanksgiving Wine Picks, it's coming up. If you want to submit your wines, send me an email and I will give you all the details. My email is ziggy@krsh.com. We have a panel of about 18 judges that taste all the wines blindly together with Turkey to see what wine really goes. What's the best white wine, rosé wine, sparkling or champagne, red wine. And then, of course, we have a dessert wine category because it's Thanksgiving and you can't not have a dessert category, right?
Got to have a dessert category.
So email me, ziggy@krsh.com, if you want more scoop on my Thanksgiving Wine Picks. And I look forward to seeing everybody this Friday night, Zazu Kitchen in the Barlow in Sebastopol. Thanks, Chris.
Can't wait.
I know, me either. I love having you in.
See you Friday.
Have a happy Halloween. Cheers, everybody.